Monoclonal conversion occurs when all cells in a crypt are the progeny of a single cell. Monoclonal conversion can be observed by assigning each cell a unique color and its progeny the same color. Turning on View Progeny switch at the upper right gives each cell its own unique color and its progeny the same color. When a cell dies, if none of its progeny survive, then its color will be lost. Monoclonal conversion is observed when all the cells have the same color. The simulation can be sped up by moving the speed slider at the top. The monoclonal time output box in the lower center displays the number of ticks since view progeny was switched on and stops when monoclonal conversion is achieved. This may take a while, over 1,000 ticks. This crypt has achieved monoclonal conversion in 1,100 ticks, as indicated in the box in the center bottom labeled monoclonal time. And all of the cells in the virtual crypt are one color.